Homebrew on Triple M, Mark Evans from ACDC. Book is out, Dirty Deeds in stores now. And Mark, looking back on those touring years with ACDC, because you were always known as one of the hardest working bands around because you did so many gigs, often two a day or even three, I think.
In the early days, it wasn't unusual when I first joined the band. Once things started ticking over, you know, we'd do, you know, anywhere between 7 to 10, maybe 12 gigs a week, yeah.
That's incredible because these days, you know, particularly bands like Guns N' Roses, they were surprised when they realised how hard Aussie bands worked when it came to the pubbing years, you know.
I think it's an ingrained, that's the Aussie thing. You just got out there and gigged. And it's probably a rarity, you know. It's probably backed off a bit these days. But, you know, that was the way bands, you know, it was a real advantage for us because when we went to the UK, like we'd had, you know, 500 gigs under our belt and we were, you know, rock hard.
Yeah,
and then we go over there, and all of a sudden in the UK we're a new band. And they go, "What? These guys sounds like they've been together for years." Because we had, you know. So it was being isolated here. A lot of people say, "Oh, it's a disadvantage." But I think for ACDC, it was a real advantage to be an Aussie band, you know.
Just quickly, I remember a Whole Lotta Rosie. Was that your era?
Yeah.
Now, Whole Lotta Rosie. I've always wanted to know: is that a true story? Was there a Rosie in Tasmania? And did Bon go there?
Bon did go there, and when they finally linked up, that was in the Freeway Gardens Hotel in Melbourne, and she was a big girl, and she had red hair, and she was just massive. She was from Tasmania, and a lovely, lovely soul. But like, man, cinemascope. Let me tell you, she was a knockout, man.
Triple M's homebrew, Mark Evans, former ACDC legend here, joining me in the studio. And I just want to hear all the stories you've got because, my God, your book, Dirty Deeds, there would be plenty of stories in there for you to read and buy right now in all good bookstores, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
But working with Bon Scott,
yep.
he was a hard guy and a hard rocker and he lived hard and he died hard as well. But he was a softie. There's actually a letter in your book, which is pretty much, you know, it's just a copy of how he was writing a letter to a girlfriend.
Very interesting. It sort of captures his sense of humour and, you know, I think there's one part in brackets that says, excuse me, mum, but I'm just a dirty old man, you know? the guy, I think Bon, you know, is a great guy to be with and be in a band with, a great front man. But I think there was a part of him that definitely felt a duty to live up or live down to that Bon Scott sort of persona. Because, you know, Angus had his persona on stage. Angus is not always, like, jumping around in a school suit. You know, after we'd knock off from a gig, Angus would be back to the hotel and sit down and pull his guitar again and have a cup of tea. Bon, you know, didn't do that. He was out in the town and stuff. But, you know, Bon, his outer shell was pretty hard. And he could be a real tough guy. But, you know, there was a soft centre in there too. You know, definitely a ladies' man. The ladies loved him, man. The ladies loved him. Yeah, but then again, all ladies love a naughty boy, surely.
Let's play another song from the Bon Scott era. What do you reckon? Dirty Deeds?
Absolutely.
Dirty Deeds, Triple M.